B-Pod Studios.
Listen to this. An 86-year-old man in New Hampshire went to read something on his iPad this past Thursday and got bitten by a rabid bat. It was hiding between the back of the iPad and where he folded it over, the cover over on the iPad case. The bat was hiding in there, bit him. Turned out it was a rabid bat.
I just opened it up like that and I flip it around. I felt something. It felt like a little bee sting. And I looked and the bat was coming out between the cover and the back of the pad. Then I got up and still squeezing it, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about. And I took him outside. When I got up in the morning, he was still there. Then I knew I might have a problem. To the hospital right away. Waste no time. It will remain a mystery. And my joke of, he probably knew my password, is not going to last forever. That won't be funny for a long time.
Yeah. Thank you, fella.
You let me know what it is, and let me be the first to do it. Yeah.
He's got
to
get them shots now.
I'll have a beer and laugh with you when you can.
Hold on. Are you sure it's him?
100%. Called him last night. I was going to talk to him on my show, but I never...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The old... Wow. All right. Well, I'll talk to him. Thanks.
Well, you can't laugh about it.
The old man that got bitten by the bat is on the phone. I swear
to God.
It's
a hell of a thing.
Let me see. It'll refresh everybody. He's from New Hampshire. And... He's 86 years old, got bitten by the rabid bat. Let's welcome him to the show. Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for coming on the show. We just did your story. We heard your interview about getting bitten by the rabid bat. Are you okay right now?
Yes, I've had most of my shots. I've got one more to go.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. You don't need this at 86.
No, but it's just in passing.
Now, Roy, the bat was obviously in your house at the time. Do you live like a... I know New Hampshire has a lot of bats. I lived in Connecticut. A lot of bats. What was it, up in your attic and must have gotten down or something like that?
We've been here for over 40 years. We've never seen a bat in the house. And though at one time, maybe a few years ago, I could agree with you that there were quite a few bats around. You could go out in the garden in the early evening and they were flying all over the place. We don't have a lot of bats around now. And the answer is no. I feel there was no way for him to get in, but he did get in. But beyond that, there was no way that he could have gotten inside the iPad. But he did.
You're saying there's no way. He did. He got in there.
I agree.
Little bastard.
Yeah. Now,
but I had that pad was on the that iPad was on the buffet in the kitchen all day, and when I picked it up, there was no bat in there because when I sat down with it, I opened the cover by just flipping it the cover over with, and I'm using just one hand. So you can clearly see there's nothing in it when I do that. Nothing.
Generally, when you're
in the chair, and I folded it up and put it between my legs, between my knees, because it's convenient for me to look at the screen because I can hold it at the proper angle.
Yes, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you open one of these things up, it goes back and to the left.
Back and to the left when you open it.
No, it just
I've seen the films. Back and to the left.
It drops straight down, and it folds up behind it. I'm holding it left.
You have one of the newer models.
So that's a different trajectory altogether.
Yeah, because I had the cover. It was called the Carcano.
And
that went back and to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Roy, and thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Sure.
Did you get the little bastard?
Yeah, well, according to what you said in the interview, you picked him up like a little pet and kissed him a little bit. Oh, baby, and then you went and let him outside, right?
No, not at all. I squeezed that pad tight. All he had showed
Oh, so you were squashing him like he was a bug in there.
Kind of, because I didn't want him to come out and fly around the living room. So, yes, I was. I was holding it tight by squeezing the pad. And I reached around with my right hand, because I was holding the pad with my left at that point, because they bit me on my right hand.
Uh-huh.
I reached around with my right hand, and I picked up the cell phone, which was fully charged, sitting beside me on my left. And I reached around, and I took a picture of him. And at that point, I had kind of turned the pad almost up on its left side.
And the cell phone was back and to the left.
Yeah. Hold on, Roy. Rob, I want to see a picture of that bat. Now, let me ask you, did you sense, okay, and so when you were taking a picture of it, is that when you got bit? Did you know you had gotten bit?
No, that's not when I got bit. I got bit when I reached down to close the iPad up. I reached down with my left hand on the left side, my right hand on the right side, and he poked his head out of the... I didn't see it.
Jeez.
But he poked his head out of the right side from somewhere in the pad, as you can see in the picture.
And I'm looking at the picture right now, Roy. Would be freaking me the F out.
It didn't bother me. I have no fear of bats.
Okay.
Was there any warning? Did it make any sound?
Yeah, was it go that?
Nope. They usually make a little squeak.
Yeah.
Like, what does it sound like?
Is that how it sounds?
That's close. It's just a little squeak.
Like what?
Like how?
I can't. I'm not a bat, so I can't. You're close enough.
Okay. Now,
Now, does it sound different from like a mouse or a rat?
I would say yes. I would notice the squeak from a bat.
It's
a
brown bat.
They do that when they're flying. When they're trying to locate
with their radar, with their sonar.
Right.
Did you know right off the bat there was something not right about this bat, or did you just think let's get him outside, shoo him along, that he just was looking for a place to hide? Did you think the bat was a crazy bat?
Yeah. No, I really didn't. No, I thought he was okay. And just the fact that I squeezed him, he didn't like it, and he bit me. So I did take him out.
Jeez.
I took him out, and but I still didn't handle him with my bare hands. He was still in the pad. When I got outside, I opened up all the way, and he was clinging to the inside of the cover flap.
You got to give it a shake. Get him off.
And no, I wouldn't do that. I had no gripe with him.
What do you mean you got no gripe? He drew first blood.
He drew first blood. He's in your property. I'd kill the damn thing.
He didn't. I was squeezing him. If I squeezed you, you'd probably complain.
I'm not a bat. I'd just go, boom, dead.
He wouldn't bite you either.
That's true. But anyway, I tried to get him off the pad onto a bush out front of the front door, which is kind of a level top on it, but he was having a hard time negotiating.
You were going to put him in a... you got to let that bat kill it. A bird, I can understand. If you had a little sparrow that was in your cute little thing, put him in a little bush and let him live happily ever after.
Maybe get an eyedropper, put him in a box.
Eyedropper, something to take. This is a bat.
I don't agree with you at all.
All right, I know you're an animal lover.
I mean, listen, they kill thousands of mosquitoes. Thousands of them. I hate mosquitoes, and I kill mosquitoes. But I wouldn't kill a bat.
It's a rabid bat, and it bit you. Think about what you've gone through because of that little thing.
What shot are you? What are you, on number 8 as far as your shots go?
No, I only got one more to go.
All right, how many is it now? Because I remember in the day you used to have to get them in your
stomach. I've heard you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy.
I got there's a total of 4, and I've gone through 3. They don't bother me, and I got one more to go. I had one just yesterday, no problem.
I guess you're a tough guy.
Yeah, you're
getting back to this, I put him up against the brick. We have a brick front on the house, and I put him up close, and he hung on the bricks. Nice, I went to bed. I get up the next morning, and he was still clinging to the bricks where I put him.
That's creepy.
But when I came home after being off for much of the day, I came home, he had expired. Felt terrible. Yeah. Because I'm still alive. He's dead.
Let me tell you something. If you didn't get the shots, Roy, you'd be dead. You'd be foaming at the mouth right now.
I understand that. At that time, I didn't know he was rabid.
I heard you turn into like a zombie.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, I did some reading on it, and there's only one person in history that has lived with rabies that didn't get any shots of any kind because she didn't know she had been bitten by a rabbit bat. And, I mean, everybody else dies, but there's only one that's, lived. So, yeah, I was anxious to get my shots.
So the reading. What could have happened to you without the shots? What would have been the path there?
Well, I guess you start losing control over a lot of the
foaming at the mouth.
And you froth at the mouth.
Yeah,
that's
shakes
quite
the tremors.
So are you going crazy at this time or?
No.
So you're just foaming at the mouth, but you're normal.
Oh yeah!
You didn't get that far along, did you?
So I don't know.
All right, so
no, but you read about it,
right?
Yeah, I did some reading on it. Yeah.
And is that when you said, "Well, I better get to the doctor"?
Yeah. Well, the minute I realized that the bat was dead, I knew that I had a problem. So I called a state fish and game here in New Hampshire, and an officer came down right away
and said, "Why didn't you kill the bat when you had the chance?"
I got a Ziploc baggie, and I carefully, without touching the bat, I got him in the Ziploc bag.
Well, that must have been a chore.
Yeah.
He took it. He said, "I will rush this right up to Concord, and we will have it tested."
Now, you didn't take credit for killing the bat, did you?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't think his biting me, that I transmitted something to him.
You don't know that for a fact.
No, but I'm saying when the wildlife officer goes, "Oh, it's a good thing this bat is dead. It could be rabid." Did you then take credit and go, "Yeah, I killed the bat"?
No. I said he just expired.
Okay.
Now, and he bit you in the hand.
Right.
The boys at the lab come back and they say it's a rabid bat.
Yes.
How many days did you go between getting bitten by the rabid bat and getting shot?
When the bat died, it was the next day that I...
So, but we were talking about the day before, so it was 2 days before you got the first shot.
Yeah.
Any symptoms at all at that point?
No.
Now, you're 86 years old and you've been bitten by a bat. I imagine it's probably not the worst thing to happen to you.
No, if you knew the whole story, right, not too long ago, I had two brand new knees put in.
Ah, God bless you.
Titanium knees. Then, when they were pretty much healed, I fell and broke my right hip.
Oh, come on, Roy!
It was a bad break. It wasn't. He said it wasn't like replacing a hip. It was a job replacing it. So that healed up, and the knee, which had been aggravated by the broken hip, fell.
Yeah.
Then I broke my left wrist. So right now I have a problem with my right side, which is my hip.
What the hell?
And my left side, my wrist is pretty bad.
Oh, God.
Boy, I mean,
the bat bit me on my right, which I think that was better than my left because my left wrist is in tough shape.
Jeez, I mean, it's you got to wonder what's the point getting out of bed.
Yeah, but for crying out loud, two wrists, two knees, hip. Roy, what did you do for a living all those years?
I used to own an ice company. I used to sell ice cubes.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
A good clear ice,
like the bagged ice.
Yes.
Okay.
I was hated by everybody. Everybody in New England hated me because I exploded on the scene. I went from 0 pounds of ice to 1,000 tons of ice in about 5 years.
That's amazing.
And that's an ice pimp.
Yeah, man.
From my competitors.
You were king ice right there. You were really.
Now you don't go back far enough to delivering big blocks of ice, do you?
No, not. I just missed it. I have delivered a few of them, but it was the end of that era, pretty much.
I see. So you were in that business?
Those old refrigerators work just fine. You put
right
a block of ice in
darn
them.
Darn right they did.
Pretty good.
A married man?
Yes.
For how many years to the lovely lady?
Let's see. Madeline, how many years? 63?
63 years?
How many?
How many?
64 years and a couple of months.
Wow.
Well, see, they got married back before the world went crazy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And people say, how can you be married for somebody, the same person that long?
I
said, I, picked her out myself. I mean...
Yeah, but every once in a while, you got to trade in for a new model.
Well, you know, you don't speak of that.
I'm still happy to come home at night.
You're a good man, Roy. And thank you.
And you know what, Roy? I mean, congratulations to you on the longevity of your marriage, but that used to be normal.
Yeah, it used to be.
Oh, that's true. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Roy, thank you.
Let me go ahead, Roy. One thing that's going to, that some of the, one of the interviewers said to me after, I mean, we had television stations out here yesterday and the day before. Unbelievable. Yeah. Couldn't get near the house. But anyway, they constantly ask me the question, how do you think it got in your pad? How? You know, one after another. I finally heard that so many times. I finally said to one of the interviewers, I said, I finally figured out how the bat got into my iPad. And, of course, they lean over, how? I said, he got my password.
there you go. That's zingaroo.
You did it again, Roy. You did it again.
You know what I want to know, Roy? How is it that you came in out of the blue and took over the Ice Cube business?
Yeah.
What was your big move?
I worked, when my wife wasn't home in the summertime, when she went up to her assistant's for the summer. My time was my own. And I used to leave here, seriously, 3 o'clock in the morning or around 3. And I never got home before 11, 12 o'clock at night.
It's hard work, but it's also used good water, too.
7 days a week. No sleep.
Quality water. It's all about the water, Roy.
So you were making ice cubes by hand?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have any ice cube trays.
Okay. I got to go, Roy.
Okay. So what were you doing at 3 in the morning?
Making the ice, like the guy that makes the donuts.
No. I was delivering to 24-hour-a-day stores. I had a lot of 24-hour-a-day stores.
A lot of Cumberland Farms.
I got you.
Yeah.
So you outworked everybody?
Yes. Okay. I mean, nobody ran out. Okay. I mean, no matter, and I covered a tremendous territory.
Sure, you had
territory.
That territory, man. You had most of, New England.
Yeah, and I had one of the largest accounts in New England.
That is wonderful.
The largest. That was the supermarket.
The Piggly Wiggly. We gotta go.
IGA.
Bye, Roy.
you hung up on him.
I'm done.
I wanted to, wish him well and hope that all his limbs heal.
Oh, man, he's something. I'd have him back on.
That
guy.
I don't know why you hung up. Keep it going.
This guy's good. Oh, we can call him back. I just, seriously, that guy could go on for hours talking about ice.
And now he's working to perfect the craft of, one-liners and jokes for the interviewers. They enjoy that.
He's one of those guys, loves the media, loves it. He loves it, and he's got his zingaroos there that he throws out.
And he had the mark of what I consider to be a Hall of Fame guest. There's only been a couple that have done it. Him, James Brown, and Ike Turner, where they'll yell at their wife from the phone.
How many years?
Yeah. Ike Turner. Janelle!
Yep.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
James Brown yelling, where's my harmonica?